Athabasca, Athabasca University, O, still has no word from the Minister of Advanced Education Dimitrios Nikolades following their June 30 submission on how they will incorporate his directives. The directives came after the local advocacy group Keep Athabasca in Athabasca University, KAU, hired a lobbyist to bring their concerns forward to the provincial government, which culminated in a March 24 mandate from Nikolades and Alberta Premier Jason Kenney during a town hall meeting at the Athabasca Regional Multiplex, ARM. O responded to the Minister of Advanced Education with the information requested, and we look forward to engaging in conversations with the minister and the department, said Christine Williamson, AU's Vice President University Relations, in a July 8 email. O submitted the response, as requested, as amendments to the Post-Secondary Learning Act, which made two modifications to the Athabasca University Amendment Regulation, AR 52004, were approved the day before. One of those was having two or more Athabasca area residents on the Board of Governors, and the second, the exercise by the board of any right, power or privilege of a board is subject to the condition that the town of Athabasca is established and maintained as the primary location of Athabasca University. Both were good news for KAU members, but more than 10 days after the deadline, there is no word on what was in AU's submission to Nikolades and whether they will comply with his directives. In a text message to the Athabasca Advocate, Town of Athabasca Mayor Rob Belay said he and Athabasca County Reeve Brian Hall were meeting with new O Board of Governors Chair Byron Nelson. We are meeting with the board chair again tomorrow, July 11th, said Belay. Hopefully, we have something to add for next week. Hall said in a phone call Sunday evening he had spoken with Nelson earlier that day, and Nelson did confirm O made a submission to Nikolades, but it will remain confidential until such time as the minister decides to make it public. This is obviously a work in progress, said Hall. It's not all going to happen all at once. It's kind of a matter of we need to wait and see when the minister releases it and the comments he may have. Hall also noted a June 30 letter from Nikolades was included in the July 12 council package, which spoke of the changes made June 29. These amendments demonstrate the commitment of Alberta's government to Athabasca University remaining an important presence in the town of Athabasca and the surrounding community, said Nikolades. Moving forward, my ministry will consult with your council and the council of the town of Athabasca in all future appointments of residents from the town of Athabasca or Athabasca County as members of Athabasca University's board. This will ensure that the board continues to have the local representation it needs. It is essential that Athabasca University's board has the right balance of members, including local residents, so that it can excel at its mission and mandate. H. Stocking at athabasca.greatwest.ca